away to a home on the celestial shore. How to fly away. Oh, wow. Fly away, oh glory, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown,
I'll fly away.
Like a bird from prisoners has flown,
I'll fly away.
Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory,
I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Just a few more weary days and then
I'll fly away
to a land where joy shall never end.
I'll fly away.
Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory,
I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Oh, I'll
fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
When I die,
when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, I'll fly away.
It's so good to see so many out on a night like tonight. My, that's awesome. Praise God. It's so good to see each and every one of you. I'm just looking around tonight. I don't think we have anybody new, but it's a new night. So we're just glad you're here, and we want you to feel at home. At this time, we're going to have the lighting of the second Advent candle tonight, and that is tonight we're looking at peace. So as grace comes, in front of you, if you didn't receive it, there you should have picked one up at the back. At the back when you came in, because there will be one every week. Everyone should have one of these in their hand. And I'm going to do a read. And then on the back is, we had a request. There's people who like to take sermon notes. There are some that bring their Bibles and really like to take notes, write down scripture verses. So on the back, Lorna put an area where you can write down scripture verses. So I'm just going to start reading. You can follow along if you want to. On this second Friday of Advent, as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ, we light the candle of peace. Jesus Christ is peace. He is our Prince of Peace. And the fruit of his presence is peace. And hopefully behind me right now, Grace is lighting the candle. And I'll continue to read. Christ comes to bring justice, wholeness, and harmony to every relationship throughout all creation. He wants to continually grant us peace in every situation. So tonight, the message will be on peace. So I'd just really like to pray at this very moment right now. Lord, I thank you for peace. And Lord, this world so desperately needs peace. But Lord, I pray that tonight it'll start here in our own hearts and go from this place. And Lord, I thank you for each one here tonight. And Lord, I just pray that they know that they're loved by us and mostly by you. So now, Lord, fill this place with your presence and fill this place with your peace. In your precious name I pray, amen. I'm just going to briefly continue on the series that I've been on, which is entitled Heaven. But in every week, we're going to break it down and really what the theme is, which the theme, of course, tonight is peace. And so, the scripture that I've chosen, you might be probably shocked at the scripture that I've chosen. And it's going to be Revelation 21. You said, I thought you were talking about Christmas. Well, let's start with Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 2. If you have your Bibles, tonight I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It was just, as I studied this week, I just found it. It was an accurate translation, but was just a lot clearer in the English language. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. And the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. What a sight John saw. How he could even find words to express what he saw. And we're going to look a little closely at this, but you know what, man, we try on this earth to build things that will wow people. Like, wow. Maybe that's an old saying. I don't know what this generation, do they still use wow? I'm not sure. But for one of our wows, is the Christmas tree at the Rockefeller Center in New York, which is one of the largest trees in the world. The first tree was 20 feet tall, decorated with fruit, paper garland, and even paint cans decorated by the construction workers that built the Rockefeller Center in 1933. Today's Rockefeller Center tree is slightly more beautiful, usually 70 to 90 feet tall, with some 30,000 lights connected by 5 miles of wiring. The copper thieves would love that one. Topped with a 9-foot glass star that weighs 500 pounds. That's a bit of a wow. Man-made. But it's nothing. Nothing compared tonight as we look at heaven. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what heaven is like. When Paul was taken up to the third heaven, he couldn't even really express it. How do you express something like that? How do you find words to express what heaven looks like? We're going to continue on in chapter 21. We're going to start verses 10 to 21, and this is what it looks like. If someone asks you, what does heaven look like? You just go to your Bible and just say, my pastor said Revelation 21, starting on verse 10. This is what heaven looks like. So he took me, that is John, the angel took John, in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God and sparkled like a precious stone, like jasper, as clear as crystal. The city wall was broad and high with 12 gates, guarded by 12 angels. You are going to see this someday. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you are going to see this. And you're just going to go. Let's continue on. The city was broad and high, with 12 gates guarded by 12 angels. and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on the gates. There were three gates on each side, east, north, south, and west. The wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked to me held in his hand a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. And when he measured it, he found it was square as high as it was long. In fact, its length, width, and height were each, now get this, 1,400 miles. I don't have it in front of me. I had my other notes, but how much of that would take of the United States alone? 1,400 miles. So you do think there'll be some room in there for you?
There will be.
1,400 miles. Then he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick. The wall was made of, here it is, jasper, and the city was pure gold, as clear as glass. Right now, what is gold going in an ounce? What is it, in 4,000, 4,300, something like that, for a little chunk of gold? And the question is, when you get hungry, what are you going to do with it? Peel a little bit off, go to Walmart and said, can you give me some food? We're going to walk on this stuff. Stones were laid with 12. The wall of the city was built on foundation stones and laid with 12 precious stones. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth chameleon, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase. I should have looked at some of this stuff. Like, what is it? Like, does it even exist on the earth anymore? I don't know. But these are rare, rare stones. The 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate with a single pearl. And the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. Wow. Amazing. What heaven is going to look like. And John is using earthly language here to describe this place called heaven. God created the earth with beauty and peace. You know, I've always loved Christmas. I just do. Some of us here, we don't want to date ourselves. But it's okay. Can still remember the days of going to the Christmas Eve service at the country church with a pair of horses and a sleigh and bells on the horses. Annette says she's not that old. You know, some of you have only seen that on Christmas cards. We lived it. You could hear the runners squeaking on the snow, the horses' hooves on the snow, Dad talking to the horses. Going to church, the horses were a little slow, but going home, hang on. Dad would just have his foot against that dashboard hanging on them reins because they're going home. And if they ever got the bit in the mouth, I tell you, you don't have to go to Disney World for a ride. You could have a ride right there. You'd be eating snow. But I've always loved Christmas. There was something about it. There's a peace in it, a joy, but it seems so fleeting. You know, after the food and maybe the opening of presents, and then it's just so short and all the wrappings are put in a garbage bag and it's put a plastic bag over the Christmas tree and it's all over again. Why? There's something in us. We want to have peace so bad, but there's a void in our hearts and we won't have that peace till we get to heaven. Total peace. Until then, we're going to long for it. But this Christmas, maybe the Christmas Eve service or some point during this time of year, you maybe at one moment we'll have that little taste of peace. But it seems so fleeting. I have to admit, most Christmases there at some point I just feel lonely. That may sound weird. Have you ever been in the middle of a crowd with noise all around and guys playing Monopoly and the game that went on for days? And in the middle of it, I feel lonely. All I can say is for me, it's a loneliness for heaven. You love your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, but in the middle of it all, there's a loneliness. A loneliness for home. I want to quickly jump over to Revelation 22 as we continue. Starting in verse 3. And this is what it's going to look like. Isn't there a song out right now? What's heaven going to look like? Isn't there a song out? What's it going to look like? Anyways, I'm sorry. Sometimes I have a thought go in my head and I shouldn't have let it come. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and know the song. Revelation 22, 3. No longer will be there curse upon anything, for the throne of the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and its servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads, and there will be no night. There is no need for lamps or sun. For the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, "Everything you have heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who inspires his prophets, has sent his angel to tell his servants what's your translation say? Wow. What shortly mean to you? This translation, it says, what will happen soon? Well, you'll say, you know, we've been waiting. We've been waiting 2,000 years for this. But let me remind you, to the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. 2 days in the Lord's eyes. We are just called to be ready. I pray this is the year. May we go into this new year with an expectancy. What will happen soon? Suddenly. In conclusion, I want to give you back to chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, which really ties it all together. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they'll be his people. God himself will be with them. And he'll wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there'll be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, or pain. And all of these things are gone forever. Are you here tonight and you've experienced death this past year in your family? Are you here tonight and you've experienced sorrow this year in your family? Have you experienced crying and weeping this year in your life? I have. Not only once, but many times. Have you experienced pain this year? Pain of losing someone you love. Pain in your body. Where you can't sleep at night because of the pain in your body. And here's the promise. All these things are gone forever. What a day that will be when my Jesus I will see. I love doing different researches when I prepare my messages, and this is one that just come up in conclusion. You've heard about it under the title of, I think it's called, it's actually a poem. It's called Christmas Day. In 1861, 2 years before writing this poem, Longfellow's personal peace was shaken when a second wife of 18 years to whom he was very devoted was fatally burned in an accidental fire. Then in 1863, during the American Civil War, Longfellow's oldest son, Charles Longfellow, joined the Union Army without his father's blessing. Longfellow was informed by letter dated March the 18th. That Charles' son had been killed in the military. Longfellow wrote this poem on Christmas Day in 1863. Christmas Bells was firstly published in February 1865. And read, I'm just going to read a few verses. I heard the bells on Christmas Day that old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom has rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing and singing on the way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime on peace on earth, goodwill. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill. May that be our heart cry. May we experience that peace that only God can give us. You certainly won't get it from the world. That peace that passes all understanding. This sermon was a lot longer than this. But I'm going to leave it for next week. So come back next week for the rest of the story. It was just an introduction to heaven. Don't be late. Make sure you get a seat.
May God keep you.
gentle horses and an even trail to ride. Cooler water, greener pasture, and a good friend by your side. May you're always have protection from the northern winds that blow. And may you find God's blessing wherever you may go. May God give you gentle horses and an even trail to ride. Pure water, greener pasture, and a good friend by side. May you always have protection from the